Hollister.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Governor, I wanted you to express my the appreciation of the nation and my best wishes to those that you're having tonight for your dinner.
I sure will, Mr.
And would you also say that without their courage and the courage of their wives and their mothers and the rest, we couldn't have done this. And also, I must say, without the courage that you and others in this country, who despite all the criticism we had, stood by us to get peace with honor.
I want to congratulate you for bringing the thing to an end and bringing them back.
You know, it isn't just bringing them back, but it's bringing them back with their heads high rather than just getting them back for the sake of getting them back, you know.
That's exactly right.
And that's what they were saying, weren't they?
That's exactly what they were saying. God bless America, and they had confidence in their commander-in-chief.
Right.
Well, I sure will give them that message. I'm flattered you called.
Would you tell them, too, that just speaking for the nation, I met with 250 congressmen last night, Democrats and Republicans, who had supported us and all this, and I said, they made us all proud of being Americans. They've inspired the country, and we really are most grateful to them. Let them know how we feel about them, what they've done.
Well, I'm certainly going to. I think there's 14 that are here.
Right.
They're going to be here with their wives tonight in just a little while, and I certainly will give them the message that you sent.
And would you also say that we're just as proud of their wives as we are of them?
I sure will. I'll see exactly what you said.
You see, the point is that the women, they could have, you know, and a few did, but most of them stood firm and said, look, we want peace with honor. We don't want our husbands to come back with their heads low. We want them to come back with their heads high.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Well, I know they'll be pleased to hear from you.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased to hear from you, and I'm glad I got to shake your hand the other day at the inauguration.
Well, now let me ask you this. Will we see you at the governor's thing?
Yes, sir. I intend to come unless I...
We expect you and Mrs. Wallace, and let me say that I'll call on you to say a few words as the head of the Southern Governors, and we're just looking forward to it. We're going to have a good program that night that will be, you know, typical of what I think all of us should hear. We're going to have the Army Chorus sing Stout-Hearted Men.
I think that's great.
Does that sound right to you?
Yes, sir.
Fine, Governor.
I look forward to seeing you that night unless I would have some back set. I've been in the hospital.
I know you have. I heard about it, but I heard you came out well, and I really praying for you, and I hope everything goes okay.
Well, I'm praying for you, Mr. President, and you give your family my best.
Thank you very much. Give our best to Mrs. Wallace.
I thank you, Mr.
And all the POWs and their wives.
I certainly will, Mr. President.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.